I began writing erotica primarily because I was tired of only finding daddy Tom little girl stories with incest elements. And so I decided to write my own without that. Similarly, while this story does contain distinct little elements, that might be what some consider H play, and I totally understand. If that is not your cup of tea, I hope you find something you love and that stimulates you and makes you feel so, so good. In my stories, all characters are fully mature adults, and at no point do I ever intend or condone otherwise. Daddy had surprised her with a trip to the countryside to celebrate her completed degree and finally having free time after several full years of university. It was just the two of them spending an entire weekend at a friend's cottage while the weather had turned lovely and warm. She nearly skipped down the hall to her room. Prospect. Her eagerness and bordered on impatience during the entire drive. Having Daddy all to herself was such a rarity, but to be away from the city as well sounded luxurious. They had arrived some hours ago now, unpacked, made, and eaten lunch. And she had curled up on the couch to read her book when it was suddenly lifted out of her hands. The smirk on Daddy's face as he leaned over her shoulder to pry the book from her clutching fingertips told her he was teasing her on purpose, but he still shushed her when he protested. It is high time you had proper writing lessons, young lady. His pleasantly deep voice was firm, and the slight smile remained on his face. She nearly smiled back, despite her annoyance, when that mischievous twinkle appeared in his eyes. She knew that look. He was up to something. And she'd have to play along if she ever wanted to find out what. Daddy's dedication to his games bordered on obsessive. Appropriate attire has been laid out for you. He laid the book on the end table and then leaned over her shoulder once more, which I insist you wear. That outfit and nothing more. And before you argue, her mild indignation was halted with a raised eyebrow. No, you will not be needing footwear for this particular lesson. Get yourself dressed, and then you will meet me on the deck. With a light kiss to her cheek, he pushed himself up and strode outside, loosening his tie as he went. She only paused long enough to admire this simple yet somehow gorgeous act of him removing his jacket before she too pushed herself up off the couch and went to change into this appropriate attire. She'd nearly snorted when she saw it. Sure, it was rather warm outside. But the almost tiny shorts and definitely not full-length skirt were hardly what one would call appropriate. She stripped off her t-shirt and jeans nonetheless and had the shorts half on before she realized there were a pair of panties underneath them on the bed, soft and white and just plain cotton. She shrugged, extracting her leg from the shorts, wiggling her own panties down over her hips. Once her new panties and the rather revealing shorts were on, she lifted the shirt, if it could be called that, expecting to find a bra, but nothing lay on the bed underneath the tiny plaid top. After briefly considering keeping her own on, she reached behind her back to unhook the bra and slide it off her shoulders. Daddy had been quite specific, and while he was never eager to punish her, he did not shy away from it either when she chose disobedience. The top was cute and fit her form perfectly. It just didn't really accomplish much as a shirt, even when she buttoned it all the way up, which made her giggle, imagining the look on Daddy's face at her revealing top secured all the way up to her neck. She undid the first two buttons, her full breast almost spilling out of the top. She did like how the collar fell. Obediently, she pulled off her socks and padded back down the hall to find Daddy. He was, as promised, out on the deck, lounging with his own book in one of the chairs, clad in a button-up shirt and slacks. He lifted his head as she approached, his smile appearing for a moment before a different look passed over his face, not any less pleased. But the intensity made her shiver. Or perhaps that was the amount of bare skin exposed in this fair weather. She caught the tip of his tongue flicking over his lower lip. And when her eyes met his, she saw they were darker than usual. Definitely pleased. "Come here, baby girl," that smooth, deep voice commanded, her feet carrying her obediently towards those perfect eyes. "I want you." He took her hand in his, warm and strong and tugging insistently, "to straddle my lap, facing me, if you please." Eye contact is important in these lessons. The smirk returned as he noted the blush rising in her cheeks. She felt her heartbeat begin to race, but obeyed him nonetheless, carefully lifting one leg over his knees and settling herself into his lap, her hands on the back of the chair. "These," he spoke more softly now, his face just inches from hers, "are very special writing lessons for my baby girl. I want you to pay close attention, and if you do well, then I have a horsey, especially for you, that you can ride." Something in his voice made her bite her lip and flush even more. But he just smiled at her, sliding his hands down her arms to grasp her hands, repositioning them to rest on his shoulders. "Hold on to me to keep your balance, okay, baby girl?" She nodded, the movement helping clear her mind. The shorts didn't cover her legs at all, so she was quite aware of the fabric of Daddy's slacks against her thighs, the feel of his shoulders beneath her hands, and his hands. She let her breath out in a soft sigh as she felt Daddy's hands, warm and a bit coarse, sliding along the smooth skin of her thighs, from her knees all the way to her hips, leaving a tingling path in their wake. "Move with Daddy, baby girl," he commanded, his hands gripping her hips and guiding her to rock against him. At the prompting of his fingers, she pressed closer, rolling her hips a little, following the rhythm he set. And after a few minutes, she realized he was guiding her to rub against him. She couldn't stop the tiny whimper that escaped her throat when she managed to slide just a fraction closer to him and felt that hardness between her legs, pressing up into her, insistent. Daddy must have felt it too, because he gently pulled her nearer until her legs were now draped over his hips. "Unbutton my shirt, baby girl. I'm feeling a bit warm, but you're doing so well. I don't want to break our rhythm." Daddy sounded a little bit hoarse now, his hands keeping her hips in constant motion, almost grinding her down onto him. Her own hands trembled only a little as she began undoing the buttons of Daddy's shirt one by one, slowly exposing his chest to her gaze. She blushed furiously when she had to reach down between them to find the last button, her fingers brushing ever so lightly against that hardness that she was rubbing against. And she swore she heard Daddy growl, "You're doing so good, sweetie. Hold on to Daddy and keep your balance. Don't stop moving. Daddy's just gonna take his hands off your hips for a moment. You look a little warm too. Here, let Daddy help." So focused was she on keeping the precise rhythm Daddy had set that she didn't realize what Daddy was doing until he had unbuttoned her shirt and was pulling the material down over her breasts. "Daddy," she gasped, lifting her hands from his shoulders to cover herself. But he was faster, catching her hands in his and firmly placing them back on his shoulders. His face was almost stern. "Don't be shy, baby girl. And I already told you not to stop moving. You need to keep your balance." His hands returned to her nearly bare breasts, slipping into her shirt, his skin feeling almost hot against hers now as he lifted each of her breasts fully out of the tiny top. She could feel the blush radiating all down her neck and over her chest at her daddy exposing her like this. One of his hands returned to her hip to keep her moving, while the other went to her chin, tilting her head up to look at him. "You're so pretty, my little baby girl," He smiled at her, but his eyes were darker than ever. So pretty and cute. And I think those little pink nipples would much rather be uncovered. As he spoke, his hand drifted down to her breasts to lightly tickle the tips of each nipple, making her shiver and giggle despite the incessant blushing. Daddy laughed softly. "Did you like that, baby girl? Keep riding, Daddy. We need to practice staying focused," he said in that husky voice again, his hand on her hip, pulling her against him a little harder once more, then joining his other hand in teasing her nipples, making them harden underneath his tickling fingertips. She whimpered again, still soft, but Daddy seemed to like it and began touching her nipples more deliberately, squeezing them gently, rolling them between his fingers, even pinching a little to make her gasp. All the while, she kept rocking her hips, pressing against Daddy's hardness, keeping the rhythm despite how sensitive Daddy was making her soft little nipples feel. After several minutes, Daddy slid his hands down her tummy again. "I think you are ready for the next part of the lesson, baby girl." His eyes held hers captive as he stilled her hips. "I want you to do exactly as Daddy says, okay?" She nodded, now finding it difficult to stay still, but wanting to please her daddy. "Unbutton my pants. Go ahead, baby girl. And I want you to take out Daddy's cock. That's it, baby. Such a good girl." She was trembling visibly now. She'd figured out what Daddy had intended, at least this far. But to have to follow Daddy's instructions and touch him like this, no wonder her heart was trying to beat its way out of her chest. "Good girl, hold Daddy in your hands. Daddy loves you touching him," he whispered as he leaned his forehead against hers. He must have sensed her nervousness as his hands had slid up her back to rub soothingly, encouragingly. It did help calm her heartbeat a little. And she knew she loved touching Daddy like this, too. It made her want to wiggle in his lap. And all of her felt tingly and warm. Between her breasts bared for Daddy, her nipples still hard from his touches, and her soft hand wrapped around his cock. She felt more shy than she could ever remember feeling before. Daddy lifted his forehead from hers and pressed a soft kiss to the end of her nose, which nearly made her giggle. "Stroke Daddy, baby. You're being such a good little girl for Daddy. Keep touching my cock, sweetie, that's it." She did her best to listen and follow his instructions. focusing intently on the sound of his voice, the little groans he made when her hand slid higher on his cock. Oh, good girl. Just like that. Stroke daddy. Have to get the horsey ready for you to ride. Keep touching daddy, baby girl. Can you feel how hard the horsey is, baby girl? Can you feel him throbbing in your hands? She looked up into his eyes for a moment, nodding and smiling up at him, blush coloring her cheeks pink, and let her hand slide all the way up and off the head of his cock before wrapping around him again, making her daddy groan and his cock twitch in her hands. He was still stroking her back with one hand, while the other had slid to her breasts again and had resumed playing with her nipples. Yes, daddy, she breathed as his fingers tugged at her nipples lightly. He smiled broadly, tweaking her nipple a little harder to make her gasp. And quick as lightning, he covered her mouth with his tongue slipping between her parted lips, while his hand on her back pulled her against him. She moaned into his mouth, her soft, warm hands still stroking and pumping his cock between them, her lips almost melting against his as he claimed her mouth, filling her with the taste of him and drinking her in, his tongue sliding hot and wet along hers, exploring her mouth. Several moments later, he pulled back, relaxing his grip on her and nuzzling her cheek affectionately while she attempted to find her breath. Stand up, baby girl, his commanding tone had returned, compelling her to obey. She felt slightly unsteady, but daddy was there, unbuttoning her little shorts, tugging them down her legs, and guiding her to step out of them before pulling her back into his lap. She blushed anew, now feeling quite naked, save for her top, which left her breasts entirely exposed, and the thin cotton panties. And they were thin. Thin enough she could feel daddy, hot and hard and throbbing against her. Daddy needs to check to see if you're ready for a horsey ride, baby, he whispered in her ear, his hand sliding down her tummy and tickling along the hem of her panties, the very tip of his finger just slipping beneath the fabric to touch the soft skin there, making her tingle and squirm just a little. Do you want daddy to touch you under your panties, baby girl? He asked it as though it were the most innocent question in the world, which only made her blush more. Of course, this was his intention, she finally realized, and fought the brief urge to smack him. Instead, she nestled him back and whispered sweetly, "Yes, please, Daddy." His fingers drifted a little lower under her panties. "Please, Daddy, I want to ride the horsey." Her blushing was almost unbearable, and she desperately hoped he wouldn't make her say more. And suddenly, his fingers were sliding all the way down to her smooth slit, touching her most private place, parting her soft pussy lips to explore her gently. She clung to him, whimpering, squirming, no matter how hard she tried not to, against his hand, his fingers slipping through her wetness and touching every petal, every fold, every sensitive place, until Daddy found her little button and made her almost jump with the rush of pleasure at his touch. "Almost ready for Daddy, Princess." He pressed another kiss to her cheek, his free hand wrapping around her to hold her close. "Keep stroking Daddy while he plays with your pussy. That's it, baby girl. Good girl, such a good girl for Daddy." His fingers were making her feel so good that she couldn't sit still. She could barely stay focused on stroking his cock. She seemed to tingle even more when she was touching him, and when Daddy made those growly pleased sounds, like when she rubbed her thumb over the tip of his cock. When Daddy withdrew his hand, she could feel the wetness on his fingers, stroking up her tummy. "Baby girl is all ready for her horsey ride, aren't you, sweetie?" He pressed another kiss to the tip of her nose. "Hands on my shoulders, baby, and lift yourself up a little." She was trembling again, her mind all foggy with pleasure. But she obeyed, if slowly, watching as Daddy hooked a finger in her now very wet panties and pulling them to the side. She buried her head in Daddy's neck, feeling a rush of shyness at her exposure, still dressed but bared, which seemed to make it worse than if Daddy had stripped her entirely naked. He laughed softly, lifting a hand to stroke her hair. "Oh, my little baby girl, you are so perfect. I love my shy little darling," he said fondly. He let her settle for a minute, stroking her hair, pressing kisses where he could reach. His other hand, however, touching her sensitive places to help her get used to Daddy's touches. His fingers drifted over her bottom and between her legs, tickling her bare sides and up to her breasts, where he cupped and squeezed her soft flesh. It wasn't long before he had her squirming in his lap once more. "Look at me, baby girl. was that commanding tone that she knew better than to test. And she lifted her head slowly from his shoulder, her gray eyes slowly trailing up to meet his dark ones. His gaze made her heart start racing again, and she had to bite her lip to keep from moaning as his hands went to her hips, lifting her up to align her slippery pussy with his throbbing cock, which curved proudly up toward his belly. Line up the horsey with your pussy, baby girl. Her hand trembled, but she obeyed, almost as if in a trance, her fingers wrapping around the thick shaft and positioning daddy's cock so the smooth, round head grazed her entrance. That's it, good girl. Now sink down slowly, baby, and let the horsey into your special place. Daddy's words made her vagina flutter, and the tingling sensation was back, this time in her belly, and her daddy's horsey was touching her private parts. Slowly, so very slowly, she lowered herself down onto daddy's cock, his hands helping her, guiding her, as his cock gradually pressed inside her tight little hole, stretching her open, widening her little by little, until finally the head slipped inside her, making her gasp and tremble. Oh, baby. Daddy closed his eyes, exhaling slowly and stilling her for a moment. So tight for daddy, and taking me so deep like this. She fought the urge to squirm or lift back up. Her little pussy felt so full, stretched and aching. Daddy knew best and held her in place so she could get used to him, while he pressed little kisses all over her face until he began guiding her down over his thick cock again. She whimpered louder now, daddy's cock opening her up so deep inside, touching her, making her feel so good, even though it ached and throbbed, her tiny hole still learning how to take such a big, thick cock. He wrapped his arms around her tightly, still helping to hold her up, but now able to stroke her back and soothe her again, whispering in her ear what a good little girl she was, how she was learning her lessons so very well, what a good little rider she was for daddy. Slowly, he eased her down onto his cock until his baby girl was firmly seated in his lap once more, trembling and filled completely by a cock she still couldn't quite believe fit in such a soft, tight little hole. She had taken every inch of his cock, just like Daddy said. After a few moments, his hands slid down to her hips again, guiding her as he had before, to rock against him. Just slight movements at first, so her little pussy could get used to riding such a big horsey. And bit by bit, Daddy guided her back to the rhythm he taught her before. Do you like that, baby girl? Do you like riding Daddy's horsey? She whimpered, clutching at him in response as her pussy seemed to spasm at his words. He smiled, pressing a firm kiss to her lips, and then drawing back so he could whisper more encouragement to his little baby girl as she rode the horsey. Can you feel how hard the horsey is, baby girl? That's because you're doing such a good job, riding so well. And the horsey loves being ridden like this, baby. You feel so good wrapped around Daddy. Such a hot, tight, wet little pussy for Daddy. Can you feel the horsey touching you inside, baby girl? Is the horsey making you tingly for Daddy? All she could do was nod against his shoulder and whimper, moaning when his hand moved between them to play with her clit again. You're still all swollen and sensitive for Daddy. Good girl. Daddy likes playing with you. Loves playing the horsey game with his little girl. She was just getting used to the sensations, the building tingles deep in her tummy, the little touches of Daddy's hands on her body. He tilted her back gently, causing her to lean slightly away from him, so he could in turn lean forward to lick and suck her nipples, which had the unexpected effect of making her buck against him. His mouth felt so hot and wet around her sensitive nipples, the special kisses sending even more tingles down to her tummy. Somehow, Daddy had found just the right angle so that when she bucked and arched under his mouth, his cock would rub deep inside her and make the tingles grow in waves. Daddy must have liked it too, because he sucked at her nipples harder, wanting her little pussy to spasm around his cock. When her moans became louder, he lifted his head from her nipple and kissed his way up to her neck to whisper in her ear again. Are you ready for the last part of your lesson, baby? Daddy is going to teach you to ride a little faster now, okay, sweetie? She wrapped her arms around his neck and nodded, unable to speak as she felt Daddy's hands on her waist, lifting her slightly and then pulling her back down, beginning to move her up and down on his cock. Her sweet gasps and moans soon turned into cries as Daddy lifted her higher and pulled her down while thrusting up into her, bouncing her on his cock steadily, bottoming out deep inside her each time. He growled as he fucked her, wanting her to feel every inch, making her ride his thick, taking her over and over again. And his sweet little baby girl moaned and trembled for him with every thrust. She was still stretched tight around him, but he had another kind of stretching he wanted her to feel. He paused just long enough to lift each of her shaky legs up onto the armrests of the chair. She was too weak and lost in the fog of pleasure to do it herself, and he rather enjoyed positioning her for what would come next. It had the effect of stretching her legs out wide, nearly into a full split, with his cock buried deep inside her. This lifted her up just enough that he had room to thrust into her properly. And after gathering her against his chest, so her soft breasts rubbed against him, he made 2, 3, 4 slow experimental thrusts into her pussy, ensuring he could still fill her fully. "I hope you're ready for this, little girl," was all he said before he began pounding his cock into her pussy, his arms holding her tightly in place, while she cried out at the sheer pleasure of his cock rubbing inside her, fucking her open, stretching her little pussy relentlessly. The tingles were unbearable now. Daddy's cock touching places inside her that made her feel as though she were on fire. And she wordlessly begged him for more, her pussy spasming lightly at first and then gripping Daddy's cock tighter and tighter. And the tingling in her tummy built even more. "Are you enjoying your horsey ride?" he asked her between thrusts. "Do you like how the horsey touches you, baby girl?" "Love playing horsey with Daddy. I can feel how much you love it. Your little pussy is going to come for me. You're so close, baby. Come for Daddy. Come on Daddy's cock. Come while you ride the horsey. Be Daddy's good girl and come." The tingles had grown into a pulsing heat inside her. And at Daddy's words, that heat seemed to burst, pleasure rushing through all her sensitive places, making her cry out into Daddy's shoulder, her entire body trembling as her pussy spasmed hard on the still thrusting cock. "Good girl, keep coming, that's it. Keep coming for Daddy. Daddy's not done fucking you yet, princess." The pleasure built again, crashing through her, and her cries betrayed the near agony of the sensation. She was helpless in his arms, her pussy now so sensitive that every thrust of that thick cock sent a wave of tingling heat through her again, her pussy clenching uncontrollably around him. "That's it, baby girl. Oh, you have no idea how good that feels to Daddy. Such a good girl. Patty has a reward for you for being so attentive and obedient. As thrusts were becoming less rhythmic and more forceful, just as her orgasm began to abate and the fog lifted just enough that she could feel and hear how much Daddy was enjoying her. His cock seemed to swell even more, which made her shiver and whimper against him again. And then with a growl, Daddy shoved his cock as deep into her as ever and held her tight, shooting stream after stream of hot cum deep inside her. She gasped, another smaller but still almost painfully pleasurable orgasm overtook her at the sensation of his cum splashing against her cervix, filling her little pussy so full that it began to leak out around his cock. He gave a few more gentler thrusts into her pussy before lifting her legs off of the armrest to allow her to sit in his lap again, curled against his chest. They stayed like this, his cock buried inside her, holding most of his cum in her thoroughly fucked pussy, arms wrapped around each other, the occasional soft kiss given and received, his fingers stroking over her hair until their heartbeats had calmed once more. Are you ready to go inside, princess, and have a nice bath with Daddy? He asked softly, pressing a kiss to the top of her head. She gave a soft, contented sigh. Yes, please, Daddy. I feel all sticky. He chuckled softly and helped her lift off of his lap, catching her wrist as she stepped toward the cottage. First, give the horsey a kiss and say thank you for the riding lesson, princess. He commanded gently, the half smile back in fine form. She blushed again, but happily bent to press a kiss to the tip of Daddy's cock, sweet and soft. Thank you, she whispered, looking up into his eyes, for teaching me to ride, Daddy.